It is time to add a couple more tunes to the Georgia playlist. We ask people to choose two songs they think best represent the Peach State. The rules are really simple. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and it can't be one of their own songs. This week, we're doing a special version of the Georgia playlist. We'll feature artists from this year's Savannah Stopover Music Festival. It starts Thursday, so let's add two more tracks to our essential Georgia playlist.
My name is Anna Chandler, and I sing and play guitar in the Savannah band Coeds. The first song I want to talk about for the Georgia playlist is Nude as the News by Cat Power. Cat Power is the stage name of Chan Marshall, and she is originally from Atlanta and has been playing since the early 90s and continues to. Something I just love about it is it's so minimal. This song is just four chords played over two strings, yet I can't think of a more visceral and unnerving song. You can hear her. She's carrying the weight of the world there. She's weary. She's shaking. It sounds like she could almost, you know, start crying or start screaming at any minute. From what I've read, she wrote this about an abortion she had in her 20s. And something I think is interesting about that in the context of the South and Georgia, speaking about the Georgia playlist, is that I think people kind of look at the South and think that this is a place where we kind of dance around bigger issues, we're a little more polite, we don't get as deeply personal. You know, she's cutting right to the bone here. She's dressing it up in beautiful language, but this is a deeply, deeply personal song that was pretty controversial when it came out in 1996. There's a certain moment right at the very end. Like I said, the song does not change at all, but it kind of builds an intensity, and there's this point where her voice just completely shatters. And she's repeating the hook, the chorus of, he's related to you, he's related to you, he's nude as the news, all over the news, and she just does that all over, all over, all over, all over, and it's so uncomfortable, but it's, every time I hear it, I get goosebumps. I've heard this song countless times, and it still just gives me chills. The second song I want to talk about is Crown Box by Athens band The Gerbils. This is such a fun thing to do because I realized in thinking that so much of my major influences are Georgia-based bands, and a lot of that stems out of this group, the Elephant Six Collective, which essentially was a group of friends writing, performing, and recording music in Athens in the 90s. Scrappy recording, very fuzzy, very kind of ramshackle, but it's the energy, it's all in the energy, and it doesn't matter how it's produced, that's still going to come across. And that's something we definitely try in Coeds, is just really pouring that energy into performance and recording. Understand, I love it because it's so very twee. It almost reminds me of like a Frank O'Hara poem. It takes this this cardinal sin, if a showgoer, of looking at your partner and saying, how could you go see my favorite band without me? And which seems like something minor, but the narrator uses that to kind of continue and say, well, what do I mean to you? What is this relationship? Seemingly, I mean, not really trivial, but just kind of something minor, but it's just kind of blown out of proportion and used to look at the larger relationship. And in the end of the song, we find the narrator kind of having an I'll show you moment, and they go to see the person they're speaking to, their favorite band, fully knowing it's their favorite band. They would never want them to go see them without them. And I just love the last little bit of saying, I'm not laughing, but I thought I would be, because wouldn't you be laughing at me? You know, acting out against someone in the way they did to you, and it doesn't feel as good as you think it's going to. I think there's a vivaciousness to the music of Georgia that's cross-genre. I think there's something, especially up in this neck of the woods, you can kind of feel that summer heat and the agitation that happens through the months of that and breaking out of that, from metal to pop music to punk rock to blues. There's just kind of a hustle in Georgia music, if that makes sense.
That was Anna Chandler of the Savannah-based group Coeds. Coeds performs this week at Savannah's Stopover Music Festival. Here they are with their song, Do the Beast Stomp.